One of the things I wanted to ask you is how would you compare this Super 11 to the Super 11s of past years? And then after that, maybe give me two or three players that you think are truly special of this 11.
Well, it's really hard to say how good they're going to be. It seems like every year the group you have looks to be better than some of the past ones. But that's because when you look back on some of the past ones, you see the ones that that didn't pan out in college, and you think, well, that wasn't such a good pick. But when you pick them, they all look great. So this looks like a super year. From that standpoint, we'll just have to wait and see. I do think that I don't know if the Super 11 are better than they've been, but it just seems like this is a deeper class in general in terms of just those that are getting major offers. So yeah. That'd be the first comment that I'd make. As far as somebody being special, and a lot of it is maybe having seen some of them, but also just talking to other coaches. I think the three guys that probably stand out the most are Alec Ogletree. I would think he's maybe the closest to the can't-miss kind of guy. Everybody who sees him is very impressed, just a really big, strong guy who produces on the field. I mean, he really stands out when you saw that Noonan team last year. And another one just physically that's pretty remarkable, I think, is Derek Rogers, the wide receiver from Calhoun, and his coach Hal Lamb was telling me last week that he had a vertical leap of 40 inches, and he runs about a 4.4, and he's 6'2" and over 200 pounds, and that's a wide receiver. That's pretty remarkable physically. And another guy that that is the best running back in the state anyway, and had a really big year last year, is Mack Brown, and he's incredibly fast, and I think ESPN has him as the number one player in Georgia. And I think I noted in there were three different guys who were number one in the state according to different people, and Mack Brown is one by ESPN, Ogletree is one, and then Rogers, and I can't remember whether Scout or Rivals that has each of them one, but three different players that are considered one, so I guess there's some debate about who the best is.
Now, Todd, you probably know better than anybody the whole north-south part of the state debate. You know, the Southerners are in our state are very proud of their football, but looking at your list, got two true South Georgia prospects here. That's Ed Christian from Lowndes and B.J. Bostic from Jefferson County. Is that something you're conscious of? I mean, not like you're going to tailor your list to include more South Georgia players, but it comes up like that every once in a while, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely conscious of it because I'll hear about it probably in blogs and things like that.
I would imagine.
Yeah, and really, Bostic is not even truly South Georgia. He's just kind of middle Georgia. So there's really just one truly from South Georgia, and that's Ed Christian. And even he, as you mentioned, might even surprise a few people. So. They're not much. What we do is not much different than what you're seeing with a lot of the recruiting services. Again, not that ours is swayed so much toward their potential next year, but a lot of people aren't seeing a lot of big-time South Georgia prospects. But that definitely changes from year to year. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. I remember writing a story from the AJC because there was only one guy in the whole Super 11 from Metro Atlanta. So that definitely runs in cycles.
Score Atlanta's official visit being joined by Todd Holcomb. Now, Todd, I've got to ask you a question, and I'm not sure if I think you might have referenced this earlier. Is there any kind of campaigning that goes on for inclusion? You know, do parents maybe send you stuff, or do high school coaches maybe say, hey, I've got a kid that, you left this kid off last year. Maybe this year I've got a senior coming up that should be included on the list. Do you ever get anybody campaigning for inclusion on these Super 11 lists?
Yeah, we do. I mean, you don't get a ton of it, but yeah, I've gotten stuff even from parents. In fact, you said that. That reminds me, we got one, I think it's Thursday or Friday, about a player that we thought about. In fact, it was a player that in Georgia High School Football Daily, we also did Super 11s in each classification, and this was a player who made Super 11 in his classification but not overall, and has some tremendous numbers, and his dad was, pointing out all of his good qualities. And I don't mind that. I mean, some people might, say that dad should stay out of that kind of stuff, but maybe they feel like it makes a difference in who recruits them and some of the attention they get. So, yeah, we do get a bit of that.
Well, I would say it seems now that most of the Super 11 is already committed to a school, but this is a very prestigious honor that I would think that back in the day before they all committed when they were sophomores and juniors seemingly, that if you could say, hey, I was an Atlanta or a Georgia Super 11, that might hold some sway where all of a sudden Clemson might give you a bid that they wouldn't have earlier. I mean, is that maybe how the case used to be and it's not so much anymore?
I think probably so, yeah. I do think that that probably 20 years ago college coaches would look at the Super 11 and make sure they didn't miss anybody, that they should be including or recruiting But now, I mean, you know, the college coaches are way ahead of everybody. So, in fact, all 11 of our Super 11 guys have committed. That's the first time that it has ever happened in the AJC Super 11, which has been done for 25 years. I went back and did some research and found that, as best I can tell, the first guy to commit early in Georgia among Super 11 players was A.J. Suggs back in 98. So you had one there, and just steadily it's built on up to now. You've got all 11. And so, I think Super 11 now is just an honor to, you know, to put on in the media guide for the next year, but I don't think it's...
Yeah, we're finishing up. We're sorry about that, Todd. We're finishing up with college or high school football expert Todd Holcomb. Todd, talk a little about some of the players that maybe aren't being heavily recruited, but that you see, you know, the players who aren't on this list, maybe all don't have colleges knocking on their doors at all hours of the night, but you think are going to have a productive college career.
Well, let's see. In terms of the guys that made the Super 11, I mean, all of those guys are pretty heavily recruited. But one guy, I'm not sure if this is answering your question, but B.J. Bostic is a guy, for example, who is not a huge recruit, although he's going to Georgia Tech. But he's incredibly productive as a high school player. He rushes for over 1,300 yards, passes for over 1,300 yards. So we took definitely a good look at those kind of guys. Are you talking about guys that that probably should be more heavily recruited, or are surprised that they're not being?
Well, I was talking about maybe the Ian Pembertons of the world, guys. Guys you think might have a good college career, but aren't being recognized today by college coaches.
Let's see another guy. there's a wide receiver.
Give us one more.
Oh yeah.
If you have one.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the guy. Okay. At Burke County, they've got a quarterback named Terrell Brigham, who's threw for over 2,000 yards and rushes for close to 1,000. Incredibly quick. If you see him on the field or on film, it looks like nobody can catch him. But when he runs the 40, the best thing to do is about 4.7. So and it seems like if you can't do 4.6 or better, and you're going to be an athlete kind of player, you're not going to get heavily recruited. But an incredible high school football player. So. But I don't claim to know more than college coaches. I just from a high school football fan's perspective, I see guys like that, and you wonder, you know, why are they not going to be playing Division I next year?
Absolutely. Well, hey, Todd, we got to let you go, but we appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your day to talk to us.
Sure, you're welcome. Anytime.
All right. Have a good Sunday. Of course, that was high school football expert Todd Holcomb. We got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, we'll give our own opinions, I should say, of the AJC Super 11 and also their Super 11 for the last 25 years. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. In September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone, and the Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m.
I made some mistakes. I've done some terrible things. Made a horrible mistake. And now I want to be part of the solution and not the problem.
When Michael Vick finally found a team, you knew where to turn.
NFL Network's Steve Wyche.
You are doing your listeners a major service, so good stuff.
ESPN.com's Lenny Pasquarelli.
Mike Vick was smart to attach himself to Tony Dungy, a guy whose word the commissioner was going to take.
Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton.
I'm going to pull for the Eagles. They stepped up, and I'm pulling for Mike Vick. I just hope he has a sensational year.
And what you think.
Lifelong Falcons fan and a huge Michael Vick fan. So, you know, it hurt when he did all that, but I'm over it and forgive the guy.
The big stories are done better here. 790 The Zone.
We're back with Max Q. Bunsen, a former rocket scientist. So why'd you give up the rocket game, Max?
Too lofty, Bob. Impossible to get your head around. Nothing like state minimum coverage for less with Safe Auto. They make it easy to play it safe.
Easy?
Yeah, simple, really.
I don't get it.
Really, Bob? It's not like it's rocket science or anything.
You gotta have coverage, you want to save money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO and do both. Safe Auto. It's the right thing to do.
Safe Auto. Hey guys, Mike Bell here. You know, some presidents go to Camp David to unwind, but not me. When I need to decompress, I head to the Beau Rivage. First order of business, pure shenanigans and awesome nightlife. Man, we had a blast. Great hopping bars. The coast was just filled with cougars and milfs, my goodness. Some great restaurants, too. And that's why I love the Beau Rivage. It's got everything you'd expect in Vegas without having to schlep 4 hours to Vegas. It's right there in Biloxi. Direct flight with Delta. It's so simple. Plus, fantastic restaurants. All the stuff a high roller or a guy like me would love to see. Matter of fact, they got a great, unbelievable sushi and Asian restaurant called Geo. Also a fantastic steakhouse called BR Prime, a steak as good as any you'll find in Buckhead. And of course, all the action you're looking for, craps, blackjack, roulette, and a great scene at the pool. Why not get to the Beau Rivage right now? Take advantage of our latest bailout to the Beau package, valid now through August 30th. Just $89 and tax per night, Sunday through Thursday, and just $139 tax per night, Friday and Saturday. That's all double occupancy. Save big by using that promo code whereatlantaplays.com and type in Atlanta. Limited time offer expires August 30th, so act now, Atlanta. We'll see you at the Beau Rivage.
Hey, folks, it's Trey from the Fur Bus. That's the greatest chauffeur transportation experience in the world. We have 14, 20, and 30-passenger Fur Bus ready to pamper you around town. Don't rent a lame limo with funeral black paint, some 1980 radio, and your legs glued to the dude next to you. Get on the Fur Bus and stretch out. I spend $10,000 on the audio and video alone on these buses. The Fur Bus is the perfect way to impress your clients or your staff. 404-303-8950 or furbus.com. Rent the Fur Bus, please, Sweet Pete.
Pollock and Bell.
Hope you have a great weekend. Hey, it's Bull Buck the Dean. You're freaking. I'll be working with that idiot Mike Bell. We'll be out at Flowery Branch. The return of the Dean as we talk to James Brown, who interviews Vic on 60 Minutes. Don't miss it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 79 The Zone. Of course, you're listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available at AJC.com. Of course, I am Scott, the brain Janovitz, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor.
That's me.
The A-Train, Alex Ewald, and we are the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the absolute very best in the business. Last segment, we talked to AJC, or I shouldn't say AJC, high school football expert Todd Holcomb. And we focused mostly on the AJC Super 11. And I wanted to see what you guys thought of this year's list. Maybe some of the players you would have added to it or taken off of it. Real quick, let me run down the list, though, for listeners, because
please.
I don't think we addressed it in its entirety last segment. Of course, Alec Ogletree, Garrison Smith, and Mack Brown are three obvious ones, and we did mention them in the last segment. Dayreek Rogers, the big-time receiver at Calhoun's on it. T.J. Stripling and Markeith Ambles are also on it. Tyler Jones is the other receiver on the list. Colton Houston, the big-time offensive guard out of Buford, who seems like he's getting more and more attention with every passing week, is also on the list. Blake Sims, the quarterback. Ed Christian, kind of the shocker of the list, in my opinion, another offensive guard. And B.J. Bostic, my favorite recruit, the cornerback, is on the list. So with that, let me throw it to you guys and see where you thought. Fletcher, where did you think they maybe might have made a mistake, or who would you have liked to seen to have seen on the list, if anyone? Maybe you love the list. I don't know.
I mean, it's a good list. I think any list on there is, you know, you've got a guy like Storm Johnson. He considers himself, you know, perhaps the greatest high school player ever to have played the game. But
I don't know if he ever said that.
But
he did call himself the best running back in the country,
for
the record.
But, you know, I think he maybe gets included on that list. I love Blake Sims. However, I also think that he's the second-best quarterback in the state behind one Connor Shaw of Flowery Branch.
Absolutely.
I think Connor Shaw had less to work with last year and managed to go a little farther than Blake Sims did with Gainesville.
And I'm not even sure Connor Shaw is better than Hudson Mason, by the way, who, you know, if this list – the thing we got to remember, though, is it's a balance between how big a recruit they are
right.
and how good
–
because if
right.
you're talking about just high school production, I mean, Hudson Mason was – absolutely incredible.
And another list, and I think we're actually going to hear from Big B a little later in terms of sleepers and stuff. And I'm not sure you can include him on the list, but a guy that maybe I was going to throw out to Todd Holcomb a minute ago is John Lee, the running back from Appalachia. I think that guy is he's getting a little pub, I think, from South Carolina, and he's a guy that's going to I think he's going to do all right.
Absolutely. What about you, Alex? Any are you disgruntled for any reason about the list?
Good list, like we've said. I think as far as the linemen go, not to pick on our favorite Viking at Lowndes here, but I think Jawan James, lineman from North Gwinnett, is a monster, is going to be great at the college level.
Yeah, that's another.
Ed Christian going to FSU, also a, you know, a top lineman for sure. Jawan James is, you know, he's been at the top of the lineman class for Georgia for a long time now. Ed Christian, a little bit of a late riser, but I mean, I like James there. I think other than Christian,
I
absolutely agree. And you guys both kind of stole my thunder because I was going to say Storm Johnson. I was going to say Jawan James. So I think we're in agreement on that. Two more that I would throw out there is Michael Taylor. He's a guy who's, I think, a bit undervalued by recruiting services. has tremendous speed, great, you know, can play linebacker, can play safety. Of course, he's going to Tennessee, a really top-notch prospect, and there isn't a linebacker on this list. I might have considered him. The other guy is Antonio Goodwin. I love Tyler Jones. Of course, both receivers have been on this show, and they're good friends of the official visit. But I think Antonio Goodwin, the speed, the size. Tyler Jones is a little small, great possession receiver. He also has speed, but to me, Antonio Goodwin is the better receiver at this stage and probably a little more deserving of AJC Super 11. And that is not a knock against Tyler Jones, because this is 11 players in probably the fourth best state for high school football talent. So all these guys are great recruits, and I think the list overall is a really good one. I don't think you can have – I mean, we're nitpicking here with the guys we're naming and the
we're
guys –
picking nits.
And the guys we're removing, right? They also came out with their list for the last 25 years. So they've been doing the list for 25 years, and they – when I say they, the AJC, of course, they picked their top 11 from that 25 years. And I wanted to run down that because the list is interesting to kind of not only remember how good some of the players became – but also to see who they decided on. Champ Bailey, of course, who played for Georgia, was on the
great
list.
Great pick.
Eric Berry is one of the younger players to be on the list. He's on it. Garrison Hurst, another
great
one.
Great pick.
Calvin Johnson. You love all the – Calvin Johnson's on it. John Casey.
Great pick.
Jamal Lewis, who a lot of people think is maybe the best player in Georgia high school football history.
Herschel
Marcus
Walker.
McNeil, who I didn't know, has apparently made 2 Pro Bowls. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, he's with the Chargers.
I didn't know, but I know that. I didn't know he made 2 Pro Bowlers. I don't.
Hey, dum dum.
Marcus Stroud, of course, was on the list.
Great pick.
Charlie Ward,
pretty good pick.
Hines Ward,
great pick.
And then Eric Zier,
great pick.
Who I think is half Floridian. What do you guys think? Here's before I let you guys tell me what you think of that list. I'd like to point out that of the 11, 6 played for Georgia. So that just goes to show you Georgia. At least over the last 25 years, has had a pretty good stranglehold on football talent in this state. Tech had one in Calvin Johnson. Auburn had one. And, of course, McNeil, the guy who exposed my my lack of knowledge, I guess, in some areas. Florida Pro Bowl knowledge. Florida State had one in the great Charlie Ward. And Tennessee had 2. Probably my favorite player on this list, Jamal Lewis. With that said, Alex, any complaints? It's hard to go back and think of players who should have been on it, but Casey's a kicker.
Not a complaint, no, just an interesting theme. You look at a guy like Champ Bailey, Hines Ward, and Eric Berry, 3 guys that played multiple positions, were quarterbacks, were dynamic in the return games. To compare them to a guy on this list like B.J. Bostic and Blake Sims, that seems to be, they put a lot of stock in that, guys that
so
are
you're
really
saying
great.
B.J. Bostic should have been on the list?
On the all-time 25? Well, it remains to be seen. But I think that's an interesting theme. Good on all 3 aspects of the game.
See, I think what I love about this list is the fact that Hines Ward and Eric Berry and Champ Bailey are on the list. Because to me, when you think about pro, there's no crossover at all. It's one position. That's what you do. In college, there's very little. But in high school, the best players in the team are going to play quarterback or wide receiver as well as cornerback. They're going to play multiple positions. That's just what high school football, to me, is all about.
Well, that's what the best ones do.
Yeah, and the fact that these guys are playing multiple positions, it's literally the coach saying, who is my best player? Hines Ward. Not only am I going to have him at quarterback, I'm also going to put him back there at safety. He's going to play everywhere for me. He's going to be the captain, not only the quarterback, not only the offense, but also the defense. My best player is going to either win me the game or to – we're going to lose the game with my best player doing everything he can. And that, to me, is high school football.
See, I couldn't agree with you guys more. So then here's my question. How does Casey make it? How does John Casey, a kicker? I mean, maybe I don't know enough about high school football and state.
Because
dynamic receiver also that
I just
didn't know?
He's probably the best kicker in the history of high school football.
Yeah, but he's a kicker. You'll have you watched Georgia high school football? The teams kick like once every 7 games.
Except for him. He was the great.
Well, I believe.
Is he really one of the top 11 players to ever play football in this state?
Yes.
He was in the league for a long time. I guess that counts for something. I don't know.
And I'll tell you why it doesn't. Because they make these lists before they play in the NFL. It's a list for high school football.
If you take a look at the best kicker in the history of Georgia high school football, it's probably him. Maybe Kevin Butler. Maybe.
Who do you guys think is the best player on
this?
Who do you guys think is the best player on this list?
Champ Bailey.
But yeah,
I'd have to agree. I mean, all the Pro Bowls, I think, speak to that. What is it, 7 or 8?
No, but I'm saying in terms of high school, he was literally doing everything.
This is a retrospective taking their whole careers into account.
Okay, well, don't do that.
Okay. Well, then you look at a guy, I don't know, Hines Ward, a guy that could play running back, wide receiver, quarterback on offense.
Yeah, but Champ was doing that too, though.
Well, true, but people talk about Hines Ward in this area down at Forest Park, what he did during his high school days. I mean, the guy was unstoppable.
What about two of the running backs? What about Lewis and Hurst? Jamal Lewis and Garrison
Although,
Hurst?
Although, as good as Garrison Hurst was, did he play much defense? Did Jamal Lewis play much defense? Not only was Champ Bailey playing quarterback and wide receiver, Champ Bailey was also returning kicks. He was also out there playing cornerback, a little bit of safety on the high school level. That's what I'm saying is these guys that can play both ways, they to me define high school football and high school sports.
I'm with you on that. And Eric Berry is another one who could definitely be mentioned.
Yes.
And maybe one day Evan Berry, who we know is going to play for Tennessee in 12 years.
Yeah, he just turned, what, 9, and he's already got a scholarship from Lane Kiffin?
So this is all fascinating stuff. We could sit here and talk about it for days, but unfortunately we don't have the time. We have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, we will have one of the two running back Neals on the show, Rajon Neal. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 in the Zone and the Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta is the only, is ATL's only Football Plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbuster.
Mayhem in the AM.
Welcome to my humble chamber, or as I call it, the Love-nasium.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
You've probably heard that Clear has covered Atlanta with a super fast mobile internet. But what does that mean for, say, Christy, a 45-year-old real estate agent? Well, it means she can stream an episode of her favorite home improvement show while she waits outside for people to show up at her open house. Or she can upload 360-degree home video tours to her clients' listings while she's stuck in traffic on her way to replace a for sale sign that keeps getting stolen. And while Christy waits patiently in line to get a set of keys cut, she can video chat with her life coach about a possible career change. Try doing all that with internet from a cell phone company. But it's easy with Clear, because Clear has built a brand new WiMAX network that covers Atlanta with a super fast mobile internet. So you and Christy and anyone else can get online on the go at the same speeds you'd get with Clear at home.
There's only a few days left to get unlimited home and mobile internet for only $45 a month. Sign up by August 31st. It's all the internet you'll ever need.
Limited time offer expires 8/31/2009. May be changed or withdrawn without notice. Additional restrictions apply. Coverage and service availability may vary. Visit clear.com for details.
Lace up your sneakers for the Publix and Gatorade US 10K Classic happening this Labor Day. You can run, walk, cycle, or skate, knowing every step you take helps build homes for children in need, with all the proceeds benefiting the World Children's Center. Weekend festivities kick off with a two-day festival at the Galleria Gardens on Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, with kids' races on Saturday. Pick up your application at any Publix, Chick-fil-A, or Big Peach location, or register at us10k.org.
How do I know I'm covered?
How do I know I'm protected?
How do I know anything?
It's time you knew. It's time you got the insurance that tells you when your beer is perfectly cold and refreshing. With the new Coors Light 12-ounce cold-activated can. When the mountains on the can turn blue, your beer is as cold as the Rockies.
But isn't that kind of insurance only for the wealthy?
No. Coors Light cold-activated cans are available in fine stores and drinking establishments everywhere. And it's the insurance everybody needs to avoid the risk of drinking a warm beer.
So you're saying the same insurance I get from a Coors Light bottle is now available in a can?
Of course, there really is no insurance policy for beer, but yes. Just look for the blue mountains on every Coors Light can and bottle, and you're covered.
This insurance gives me a lot of assurance. Or is it the other way around?
No, it's not the other way around. Cold beer. That's our policy.
Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light believes with great beer comes great responsibility.
You ready to talk about football?
Football.
We love being the home to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. But we also know that a dog is man's best friend. Make that a bulldog. We've got the best Yellow Jacket and Bulldog coverage anywhere. 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
We're back and better than ever, having a blast on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Of course, you're listening to the Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will team up again to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. Of course, I'm Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by Doc Brock, Fletcher Proctor, Alex, the A-Train Ewell. And right now, we are also joined by Sandy Creek dynamic running back Rajon Neal. Rajon, are you there? How's your Sunday going?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you having a good Sunday? I imagine now that you're with the official visit, you're having a great Sunday. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm having a good Sunday.
There you go. Happy to hear it. So, obviously, the big news of the weekend was your commitment, I believe, to Mississippi State last night.
Yes, sir.
Talk about how exciting that was for you, just to get it out of the way and know where you're going to be playing your college football.
It was very exciting. I chose a school that I could see myself being for 3 to 4 years with a bunch of people that love to play the game, and I'm glad it's out of the way because now I'm going to enjoy my senior season and just enjoy being a senior with the rest of my teammates.
Yeah, if we're talking specifics, tell us why you chose Mississippi State.
I chose Mississippi State definitely because of their style of offense and how they say I can best fit in there. Been talking with the coaches and just built a great relationship with the coaches and talked with the players, and they really love it down there, and that's just a place I can just see myself playing.
Now, obviously, the new coach down there, Dan Mullen, came over as the offensive coordinator from the University of Florida. He's got two national titles to his name as he was offensive coordinator there with the Gators. I'm sure that had something to play in there, and he would want you to be his, you know, Chris Rainey-type player?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually, let's stick on Mullen for a second because we were talking to another recruit, Gary Peters, who committed to Dabo Swinney in Clemson. Of course, Dabo is also a first-year coach. Were you worried about maybe committing to a school with Mullen and since he is in his first year, or is that something that you're confident he's going to have success?
I'm confident that he is going to have success. He's proven that he knows what to do, and he's proven to run his offense to the tee and get his playmakers the ball, and he knows how to run his offense and how he wants to run it.
Now, Rajon had a bunch of other offers out there. Mississippi State was the first to throw the offer out. Had some other SEC ones, Kentucky, for one. Was that the fact that they threw the offer out there first, did that play a big role in you sticking with them?
It kind of did, because when nobody else bothered to take a chance on me and give me my first offer, you know, Mississippi State went out on a limb and put the first offer out there and really showed that they really want me a bit of part of their team.
Right. Talking about Kentucky, what kind of separated Mississippi State from Kentucky? And have you talked to Joker Phillips? I know you had a great relationship with him. Have you told him that you've decided on Mississippi State?
No, I haven't talked to him since I made my decision. But you know, once again, me choosing Mississippi State, it was just a big relationship that we had built with Mississippi State. You know, always talking, always communicating, going down there to their camp, showing me around, and then me also coming back yesterday, and it was just a good feeling, and that's where I felt I should be.
Now, Sandy Creek obviously has had a bunch of players in the last few seasons go on to major D1 programs, so the coaching staff, I'm sure, has gotten used to big-time recruits, big-time schools coming in there. Did they help you out, I guess, in terms of your decision-making process with having been through the process before?
Definitely. Coach Walker helped me out a whole bunch, just taking me to different colleges, sitting down, watching them practice, bringing recruiters around to talk to me, and him just, you know, being a mentor, me asking how I feel about this and guiding my way through. He's helped me a lot in my recruiting process.
Now, you talked a little about how maybe at the beginning a lot of schools weren't jumping on you real quickly, and I believe you were injured last year, only played in 8 games. Missed, I think, 4 games, if I'm not mistaken. What role do you think that played in things just maybe happen a little later for you?
That kind of put a lot of schools, you know, in the mindset of, oh, you know, he didn't put up the numbers, he was hurt, really don't know what he's capable of doing, and things of that sort. But I just think for me going to these camps and going to select, combines and camp, just showing what I'm capable of doing, I just, you know, brought more schools on to jump on my bad wagon and extend me an offer.
We're being joined, of course, by Sandy Creek's Rajon
Neal.
And just a question. Last season with the quarterback, I believe Rio Johnson was there last year, the quarterback and throwing, obviously. Braxton Lane missed most of the season sitting out with the baseball situation, but you know, with Rio not being there anymore, is that a situation where the offense is going to be focused on you? And if so, if you put up huge numbers like that, does that mean if colleges start coming around, might you switch off Mississippi State, or is it a lock that you will be a Bulldog Mississippi State style?
Mr. Lockett, I will be a Mississippi State Bulldog. As far as Rio not being there, Rio played a great part in being our quarterback and helping out. But we have great confidence in our new quarterback, Ronnie, and I feel, and me and my other teammates feel, that he's going to be able to lead us and things of that sort. And he does have me, Jared, and Devin, and more key offensive players to help him, you know, lead us to hopefully a championship this year.
But is it going to be more of a, you know, offense centered around you since you are the big stud running back, or is it going to be, you know, more evenly balanced in terms of offense? Or do you know that yet? Not to give away too many secrets.
No, I don't know. I think it should be pretty even because Ronnie has a big arm. We have the receivers to catch his ball, and then, you know, he has me back there to offset it with the run game. So I think it should be fairly even.
Yeah, of course, Rajon, we talked to you, or you mentioned a little earlier about how some schools got in on you late, but in the end you did get a bunch of offers. And when you have a lot of offers, sometimes it's difficult to differentiate between the schools. What type of process did you use to kind of figure out where you belonged for the next 3 to 4 years?
We just definitely did our research. We went on there and looked to see what they have, what they were losing, what was coming back, and just what they were looking for. And did I feel comfortable being there? You know, I would call and try to build a relationship with the coaches, and that's pretty much what we did for towards picking a school.
So I guess in that list that you just named or things you were looking for, where does early playing time come in?
Early playing time, Mississippi State feels I can come right in and play as a true freshman. As long as I come in and work, show that I'm ready and I'm mature enough, it's a possibility that I can play as a true freshman.
Now, Rajon, we've talked to a bunch of recruits who have ended their recruitment process early, and you're obviously one of them. Was that something you were set on doing from the beginning, or did it just happen naturally? Were you worried about maybe it becoming a distraction?
Yeah, I did feel it would be a distraction with me focusing on my senior year in school, on the field. I felt that, you know, the schools that really wanted me and really want me to be on their team offered me early, so I felt that I was blessed enough to have these offers, and I felt good about the offer that I had, and I said I can just make not my decision from what I have here, and that's what I did.
Yeah, Rajon, I also know that you attended the Top Gun camp in Florida, which was home to, or I should say, featured a lot of top-notch recruits, and you did extremely well there. Were mentioned among the best running backs at the camp. Talk about that experience, how exciting it was for you to play against such great competition, and what do you think you proved?
It was a great experience, but I definitely think I proved that, you know, even though I was under the radar, that I'm not a tailback that's, you know, how can I say this? My number's not my I'm one of the backs that's really under the radar, but, you know, I showed that I should be on the top and I deserve the offers and the scholarship that I have and deserve the stuff that's coming to me because I work hard, I stay focused, and I just enjoy playing the game.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Sandy Creek running back Rajon Neal. Rajon, one of the questions I like to ask all the recruits that come on this show, and I'll ask you right now, is for all the Mississippi State fans out there, tell them what they're getting in Rajon Neal. What type of player are you?
A hard worker, a player that loves to get it done. When you get me, you're going to get a looseness. You can get power. You can get breakaway speed. You're basically going to get it all when you're recruiting Rajon.
I love it, Rajon. Hey, we appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck in the season, the upcoming season, I should say.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that was Sandy Creek, elusive, powerful, dynamic, you name it, running back Rajon.
Not to be confused with Rajon Rondo.
Or Rajon Bennett. Who's coming on next?
Yes.
We got. There are a lot of great, or I should say just athletic Rajons, maybe. Maybe there's something. You think there's a correlation or all coincidence? Huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. he said it's going to be more balanced this year, and I know they're breaking in a new quarterback. You'd be crazy not to base your offense around Rajon Neal. I know he's had some injury problems in the past, but Sandy Creek, they had a chance last year to do something really special. It kind of pained me a little bit that Braxton Lane wasn't a part of it, because if he was there, they could have gone farther in the state playoffs last year. But with Rajon Neal there, it's going to be all about him. He's going to put the team on his back. He really has to, and I think they can go far in the playoffs. But it's got to be based on him.
But you kind of hit on it. Can he carry the load and stay healthy at the same time?
Well, I think that's a concern. I think it was for him, too, for Rajon. That got a good wide receiver down there at Sandy Creek, Jarrett Davis. And if this new quarterback proves to be anywhere, you know, approaching what Rio Johnson displayed with the big arm and poise, then I think they will be pretty balanced. A lot of talent coming out of this program recently. You talk about defensive end Lacey Coleman committed to Duke as well.
Absolutely.
And you've got a situation where Anthony Dixon, I believe the running back for Mississippi State, is leaving. And Dan Mullen has, you know, hey, I was a former Florida Gator offensive coordinator. I've got a couple titles to my name. And while that's exciting and everything, you have to wonder if this offense is based on Rajon Neal, and if he goes off and pulls off a huge, averaging 150 yards, 160 yards a game, maybe three touchdowns per game, which is possible, the way Sandy Creek could play, and those numbers he could put up, are some of the bigger schools, like, say, if Florida State comes.
Missing out, or they're going to come calling, you're saying?
I doubt Florida would, because they've got Mack Brown, and I doubt Georgia would with Meldrum. But, you know, some of the other schools, say an Ohio State or a Michigan comes down. Those have a pretty bigger pull, the Mississippi State, but maybe he wants to go and start something with the Bulldogs.
I mean, if I'm just speculating, but I think you kind of hit on it at the end, and that is, I think he has the opportunity at Mississippi State to be the guy for at least 3 years because they're rebuilding. That offense is the cupboard there is pretty bare.
Would you want to go
in that spread offense? His speed and his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield are, you know, they're valuable traits for a running back in that type of offense.
I'm just saying, it's give them the soft verbal. Don't give them the hard. If you go out there, you play your butt off, play your tail off, and work hard, you might get a bigger program. No disrespect to Miss State. They're an SEC school.
Hey, absolutely.
But what if a bigger program comes along? Don't deny anyone, Rajon.
Listen, recruiting is never over till signing day, no matter what recruiter it is. You heard Gary Peters say he's going to take other visits. And listen, you guys can follow what happens with these recruits with us on the official visit. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone. We got to get to a quick commercial break. This is Score Atlanta's official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the score will be available at ajc.com.
Pollock and Bell.
Florida State legend Bobby Bowden.
With the situation Jimbo Fisher, and I don't know how much you can talk about it, but the president and the AD on record that they're not going to do that buyout, where does that leave you?
Now, what do you mean not going to do that buyout? Like he gets $5 million?
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to keep coaching. Me and him going to split it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
How do I know I'm covered?
How do I know I'm protected?
How do I know anything?
It's time you knew. It's time you got the insurance that tells you when your beer is perfectly cold and refreshing. With the new Coors Light 12-ounce cold-activated can. When the mountains on the can turn blue, your beer is as cold as the Rockies.
But isn't that kind of insurance only for the wealthy?
No. Coors Light cold-activated cans are available in fine stores and drinking establishments everywhere. And it's the insurance everybody needs to avoid the risk of drinking a warm beer.
So you're saying the same insurance I get from a Coors Light bottle is now available in a can?
Of course, there really is no insurance policy for beer, but yes. Just look for the blue mountains on every Coors Light can and bottle, and you're covered.
This insurance gives me a lot of assurance. Or is it the other way around?
No, it's not the other way around. Cold beer. That's our policy.
Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light believes with great beer comes great responsibility.
Get out and play with club sport.
Atlanta's largest recreational sports league is taking teams now for your favorite sport, including basketball, flag football, softball, soccer, sand volleyball, golf, and cornhole. Men's and co-ed divisions play at locations throughout Atlanta. Club Sport is Atlanta's sport and social group with over 10,000 participants each year on 1,200 teams in 120 different leagues.
Fall league registration is going on now at usclubsport.com. Remember, Club Sport is where Atlanta comes to play.
The bottom line on your new Nissan may never be lower. Nissan's bottom line model year-end sales event is going on now. Get $1,500 Nissan cash back on the reliable Altima or $1,250 cash back on the versatile Rogue. Get your bottom line on our full line with up to $4,500 in government cash for clunkers on most Nissan sedans, every crossover, select SUVs, and trucks. Get to your Nissan dealer today and get your bottom line deal. $1,500 Nissan cash back on Altima, $1,250 Nissan cash back on Rogue. Hurry, it's Nissan's model year-end sales event, and it ends soon. Look closer, Nissan. delivers. Nissan cash back when you buy a new 2009 Altima or Rogue from dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offers end 8/31/09. Government voucher available through participating dealers. Subject to multiple eligibility requirements. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play. Hall of Famer Warren Moon about Mike Vick.
If that conditional suspension kind of goes maybe for the first couple of weeks of the season, I'd say he's being fair. But if it goes all the way out to the 6 weeks, I think he's being a little bit harsh because he deserves to be back on the field this year based on if he does everything he's supposed to be doing.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Of course, you're listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available at, of course, both scoreatl.com and ajc.com. I'm Scott, the Brain Janovitz, Alex, the A-Train Ewalt, Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, and now Rajon Bennett is with us on the official visit. Rajon, nice to have you here. How's your Sunday going?
I'm pretty good. I've been cooking Sunday dinner all morning, so I'm ready to eat now.
There you go. Tell us, what are you cooking, man? That's a good quality to have.
I cook macaroni and cheese and collard greens and chicken.
Oh, man, I wish I could stop by, but that'd be kind of random and weird. But back to what we're here for. Talk about recruiting. Talk about what you've been doing over the summer. Some of the schools you've been talking to.
Pretty much over the summer, I've been working on getting stronger and building my muscle mass to prevent injury, so I can have the best senior year possible. But I've been to three schools. I've been to Marshall, Vanderbilt, and Louisville. And so far, I have my top three schools is Louisville, Vanderbilt, and Marshall.
Yeah, talk about the differences between those schools. I know you just said you went on visits there. What do you see as the biggest differences between the three, and what do you like about each one?
The biggest difference between the three is probably city life and, like, the places that they're located at. Well, Marshall's more of a quiet type, small town place. Vanderbilt's real big. Nashville, Tennessee, a lot of stuff to do other than football. And then Louisville is kind of in between, and all three of those are very diverse. But most of all, education, and Vanderbilt and Louisville, they're very high in my majors. They're ranked in the state in my majors, so that'll be a good thing to looking and recruiting wise.
Now, obviously, last year you had to learn a whole new offense in terms of when your new coach came in last year. I believe he installed the pistol offense. This year being your second year in that offense, or the second year at McEachern, you think you'll feel a little more comfortable? And if so, could that lead to bigger numbers and therefore more interest from some of the ACC and SEC schools coming in?
Yes, I really before we had the pistol, we was running wing T, and I didn't get a chance to really carry the ball as much. Because it was more of a scat back type offense.
Now,
but when we moved to pistol, I got my chance to shine, and I became the man, and I really like it.
Now, for everybody out there that's listening that's maybe not familiar with the pistol, can you just kind of give us a brief synopsis of that and your role in it?
Pistol is basically a spread offense where the quarterback is not directly under the center, and he's not all the way in shotgun. He's more of a half shotgun, sort of like what Oregon runs. But the halfback is right behind the quarterback. Sometimes he's offset. And we can run many varieties of plays out of that. So like I was saying, basically it's a spread. It's a spread, but the quarterback is just in a different position.
I would think that would give you a lot more opportunities to touch the ball being, you know, the main running back. So.
Now, Rajon, talk about this another SEC offer that you got, I think, recently, Kentucky. What do you like about them? They're not in your top three, I guess, at this point, but what do you see in them?
I really haven't experienced Kentucky. I haven't visited. Only thing I've done is heard about them from my coaches, because my coaches are very good friends with their coaches. I haven't communicated with them none. I haven't even talked to the running back coach. But when they talk about Kentucky, I mean, I'm interested, but I really have to see it and experience what they're talking about before I actually read into it.
Yeah, we're talking to McEachern running back Rajon Bennett. Rajon, I know you are interested in Louisville, as we've established, and I also know that your coach went to Louisville. Talk about the impact that's going to have in your decision, and also talk a little about Coach Nord, who I know you've gotten close to.
Yes, sir. Coach Likens is a very good coach. He's more of a solid type, strict coach, and I really like that. He's not lenient at all, but he likes to push me, and I like that. And even though he's not my coach, we have a good time together, and he tells me about Coach Nord. And I finally got my chance to meet Coach Nord. And Coach Nord has just this knowledge about the running back position. He has it so simplified, and I really like that. When I went there, he had cut-ups of certain types of plays and how not to do it, and he showed me how to do it. And he was telling me that I can do what their running back's doing now.
Right. Rajon, anyone who's seen you in person knows that you're a big physical guy, and at that, a big physical runner. But unless they've seen you play, they wouldn't know that you actually – one of your great skills is the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Yeah. Talk about how big a part of your game that is, and if whether you think that really separates you from the other elite backs.
I really do think it separates me because I could be more than just a running back. I could line up at receiver, or I can also run like option or whatever the coach wants to do to get the ball in my hands, because this year I will be playing a little bit of slot. So coach says whatever it takes to get me the ball, and I do whatever it takes. And I always work on the things that I'm weak at. So if I have a problem with my catching, I'll go over it, at the end of practice and work with the receivers a little bit. So I'm always trying to improve myself.
Well, since you don't have the decision made, and we talked to a lot of guys that maybe have their official visits in mind, where they will take their official visits their senior season, do you have those in mind of where you might go and spend the long weekend?
No, sir. I really don't.
One of the other things, Rajon, that I've noticed with a lot of recruits, and we've talked about it at length on this show alone, is how a lot of recruits are ending their recruitment process earlier and earlier. You seem to be someone who's willing to wait. Do you have a timetable set up?
Really, I don't. I talked to Coach Hockman, and he asked me, do I have a timetable? And I was just telling him, I just want to play out my senior season, and I want to know who's really focused on me.
Absolutely.
Really wants me.
I guess on the same topic, are you at all worried about letting the process go on? Are you worried that might become a distraction as your senior season plays out?
No, not really, because I'm really not focused on the recruiting process right now. I'm focused on going as far as I can in the playoffs as my senior year at McEachern High School.
Yeah, we're finishing up with McEachern running back Rajon Bennett.
Now, is there one school that if they called tomorrow and offered you the scholarship that you would accept immediately, I guess a dream school of yours you've always wanted to play at, .. that if they called, you would just say, that's it, I'm sold, recruiting process, done?
No.
No, well, we were going to help you out. We were maybe going to send this interview to that school. But, hey, listen, Rajon, we appreciate your time on what is a very special Sunday for you. It sounds like you got a good dinner awaiting you. And we'll let you go now. But with that, we wish you the best luck moving forward.
Thank you.
All right. Of course, that is McEachern's dynamic running back, Rajon Bennett. And guys, you know, we kind of alluded to this in the interview, but the thing that really separates Rajon Bennett from pretty much any other back in the state is his ability to catch the ball. He's big and fast, but so is Storm Johnson. You know, his speed is probably no better than someone like Mac Brown's. But when you combine that with his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and to do it at 6'1", 210, 212, 215, I mean, it's really a unique trait. You don't see that every day.
He's a guy that he's one of those those late bloomers, but fast risers, I guess is what you would want to call them. He's going to make a program happy that they waited around, or
Absolutely.
That he waited around till, I guess, right before signing day or after his senior season where he didn't get the opportunity, you know, to play as a sophomore in that offense, the wing T that they used to run out there under Jimmy Dorsey, I believe. And now under Hockman, this is going to be his second year in the pistol, which really accentuates what he does positively.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be a guy that somebody – I was trying to ask him, is there a program – one of those programs that's going to save a scholarship like a Florida State or maybe a Clemson or one of these guys that's going to be late to the party, they're going to get a pretty daggone
good
player.
And what people keep forgetting because of how many recruits have committed early is it is so early in the recruiting process, and that is what you said is absolutely going to happen. A lot of these kids who may have settled on a school already or someone like Bennett who may not have the offers he wants, he's waiting for, they are going to get a ton of offers if they have successful high school seasons. And I'm with you on the bandwagon. I think he is absolutely one of the state's biggest sleepers. And listen, when we come back from our next commercial break, we're going to talk about the state's biggest sleepers. And I bet you, I haven't looked at the list yet, but I bet you Rajon Bennett is on it. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta is the ATL's only Football Plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbuster.
Football lives here. From Blacksburg to Baton Rouge, Little Rock to Lexington, Knoxville to Gainesville, we're your roadmap for all points SEC and ACC. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
This is Brian McCann. If you carpool once a week for a year, you can keep a ton of pollution out of the air, and you can save a ton of money, too. Now that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
The bottom line on your new Nissan may never be lower. Nissan's bottom line model year-end sales event is going on now. Get $1,500 Nissan cash back on the reliable Altima or $1,250 cash back on the versatile Rogue. Get your bottom line on our full line with up to $4,500 in government cash for clunkers on most Nissan sedans, every crossover, select SUVs, and trucks. Get to your Nissan dealer today and get your bottom line deal. $1,500 Nissan cashback on Altima. $1,250 Nissan cashback on Rogue. Hurry. It's Nissan's model year-end sales event, and it ends soon. Look closer. Nissan delivers. Nissan cashback when you buy a new 2009 Altima or Rogue from dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offers end 8/31/09. Government voucher available through participating dealers. Subject to multiple eligibility requirements. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details.
Lace up your sneakers for the Publix at Gatorade US 10K Classic happening this Labor Day. You can run, walk, cycle, or skate, knowing every step you take helps build homes for children in need. With all the proceeds benefiting the World Children's Center, weekend festivities kick off with a two-day festival at the Galleria Gardens on Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, with kids races on Saturday. Pick up your application at any Publix, Chick-fil-A, or Big Peach location, or register at us10k.org.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. And now more than ever, if you're looking for the edge, Aaron's is there for you. The name you can trust for over 50 years with the best guaranteed lowest prices or the flexibility of leasing to own in 12, 18, or 24 months. They got the name brands. They got the quality. These are the guys you want to do business with. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's now more than ever. Hey, you want a TV? Because football season is here, brother. And you don't want just any TV. How about a 52-inch LCD flat panel from Sharp? Just $129.99 a month on a 24-month lease. Or get it at the guaranteed lowest price under $2,000 right now from Aaron's. Not just TVs, they got bedroom sets, living room furniture. Matter of fact, how about the great looking Euro leather 7-piece living room set? Only $119.99 a month. And with the kids going back to high school and or college, how about some laptops? They've got all the name brands you know, like Dell. Check it out at Aaron's. Go to shopaarons.com to find out where the store is near you and find the lease plan that makes the most sense so you can free up your cash for all the other bills you got to deal with. Remember, now more than ever, nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody. For TVs, for football season, and a whole lot more, make sure you stop at Aaron's.
Getting to the office or headed out of town? You won't skip a beat when you listen live at the all-new 790thezone.com.
We are back to finish up on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. And what are we finishing up? We're finishing up Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. In September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone. And Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m. To finish up, guys, we're going to do it in the way we almost always do, and that is with Big B's top 10. Big B's top 10, parentheses, something, end parentheses. This week we're doing sleepers. So what we mean by sleepers, let me explain it real quick.
His Rip Van Winkles.
Players that they may be highly recruited, but they're players that Brian Jones believes in his heart of hearts that regardless of how much they're being recruited, they're better than the publicity, than the respect they're getting.
They're better than the experts, namely Scott Janovitz thinks.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I don't know if Big B ever disagrees with me. But anyway, with that said, Big B, it's your time to shine.
All right, guys. Coming in at number 10, we got tight end out of Lounge, Jordan Black, 6'3", 250. Florida International is the only school that's offered him, but he's, I think, one of the best tight ends in the state. So once the season starts, he'll probably get more offers.
Let me say something about Black real quick. One of the things that jumps out to me when I watch him play or his film is that more than a tight end or a pass catcher, he is a really good blocker.
Oh, absolutely.
And with his size, I could see him putting on weight and playing maybe the guard position on the college level. So that's something to watch out for. You know, who knows? He's a versatile player, though, and that's always valuable.
And coming in at number 9, we got Parker Welch, a quarterback out of Wayne County, 6'3", 186. I had him on my top 10 quarterback list because he has a good arm, but he plays in that wing tee offense at Wayne County, so he doesn't get a chance to show it off. But he has interest in Boston College, Columbia, Georgia, and Princeton. Hasn't got offers from those schools yet. And at number 8, another quarterback, Jameis Gunsby out of LaGrange, 6'3", 210. He has great size, great speed. He has a good arm. Florida's only school has made an offer. So I think this season, once he gets a chance to show off his talent, more schools will come knocking at his door.
He's probably not going to play quarterback at the next level, though.
I don't know. Well, it's iffy. Because I think a lot of people aren't recruiting him as a quarterback, but the camps he's gone to, he's played quarterback. He performed pretty well in front of Florida coaches.
But he's not going to play quarterback at Florida, though.
He's not going to play at Florida.
If Urban Meyer extends him
an offer, it's not a committable offer. And he would have if that were a committable offer, I promise you, Gunsby would have already committed to Florida. Because he's said numerous times.
You guys are BFFs.
No, I'm just telling you. He said numerous times that he wanted to go to Florida, and the reason it hasn't happened yet, I would believe, is because it's not a committable offer. That class over at Florida is filling up. He's not going to be a part of it. That doesn't mean he's not a good player. I think he's an exceptional player, and if I were a coach, I would recruit him as a quarterback because I think he has a very strong arm. His mechanics need work, but most high school quarterbacks' mechanics need work. And we've already talked about it. He's 6'3", runs like a gazelle. Love the kid.
All right, coming in at number 7, Stephen Atwater was at GAC, now transferred to Peachtree Ridge, and you may have heard, he stands at 5'10", 175. You may have heard the name. He's a son of Denver Broncos great Steve Atwater. He has great power and understands the cornerback position. And he's the only school that's offered him so far is Arkansas. And at number 6, we got Michael Bennett out of Alpharetta High School, wide receiver, 6'3", 185, just recently committed to Georgia. And number 5, Martin Jenkins out of Centennial, 5'9", 161. He's the son of University of Tennessee great Lee Jenkins, and he has committed to Clemson recently. And number 4, Dylan Shadix out of Henry County.
I was going to say, going back to Bennett,
yeah,
he can be called a sleeper, I guess, because he's not up there with the likes of Jones and with Rogers from Calhoun. But I think he's one of the best, you know, wide receivers in the state, and that you're calling him a sleeper.
Well, he must really like him.
I don't even know if I'd consider him a sleeper. I think he's pretty daggone good.
But maybe Brian thinks he's going to play in the NFL. And maybe Rivals doesn't. I'll say this. He is one of the best deep threats.
I'm not trying to disagree with you. I'm just saying it's like
– in the entire country.
I think he's right about where he should be. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. He is an absolute monster catching that deep ball.
And he can also play defense as well.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, Dylan Shadix comes in at number 4, Henry County, 6'2", 207. Again, has a very strong arm. He actually was at Eagles Landing last year and transferred to Henry County. Still have a chance to show off his arm with Markeen Ambles at wide receiver. And he has interest in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and LSU. And also is a good punter. He averages 44 yards a punt. At number 3, we got the line of the Shields out of Norcross. Was at Woodward last year, 5'9", 185.
I will agree with you on that one. He's a guy that in that Maloof offense, he's going to explode.
Absolutely unstoppable.
He's going to explode.
Unstoppable. But I'll tell you this, he's probably going to play baseball on the next level, right, guys?
Yeah, and that's what
but he's still, as a football player, I would definitely call him a sleeper because he's ready to explode.
He's short, but he's very strong and incredibly fast. Number 2.
Really quick, Rajon Bennett, who just
sat
on the show.
There you go.
There you go.
And his top 3 are Marshall, Vanderbilt, and Louisville.
Keeps everything well.
At number 1, out of Grayson, Ian Pemberton.
Yes.
Stands at 5'4", 144, but rushed for over 1,900 yards last year. And I think he'll have another big year this coming year, and a lot of schools are going to come knocking out.
And here's my prediction for him. He's returning kicks and punts for Oklahoma State in the next 2 years. Watch it happen. Kid is absolutely dynamic. Happens to be one of our best friends. Loved having him on. Guys, great show today. should be back same time next week, 2 to 4. Love to thank all of our guests. Of course, our...
JB.
JB.
And thanks for stopping
working
for stopping
behind the scenes in the boardroom. And with that said, goodbye, Atlanta. You've been listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Of course, in September, official visit will be move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 7-9 Zone. And Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m. Have a good day, guys.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI.